Russia is failing in Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Secretary of State Antony Blinken says right after going to Ukraine.
Russia has sought as its principal aim to totally subjugate Ukraine, to take away its sovereignty, to take away its independence. That has failed.
Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with President Volodymyr Zelensky, pledging more American support.
They need long-range fires. You've heard him express a need for tanks.
The U.S. will provide another $165 million worth of ammunition and more than $300 million in foreign military financing. They spoke from Poland after traveling by train to and from Kyiv, which has led to Russian attacks on train targets in western Ukraine.
The air raid sirens have been going off. In fact, we're under an active air raid alert right now. And Ukraine's National Railway is reporting there were five train stations attacked this morning with unconfirmed reports of casualties. A short while ago, the Lviv state governor posted video and pictures of what he says was a missile attack at a train station just outside of Lviv to the east. That state governor also saying that within the past 24 hours here in Lviv, the air defense shot down a Russian missile that he says came from a plane.
That's Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. In France, President Emmanuel Macron has won a second term, defeating far-right nationalist Marine Le Pen.
Together, we must work towards that unity, which is the only way through which we can live happier in France.
Wildfires keep charring several states. 20 of them burn across New Mexico, where 200 structures have burned. In Nebraska, a retired fire chief was killed, 11 others injured fighting the flames there.
The fires have scorched nearly 45,000 acres across five counties. Evacuations were issued for the town of Cambridge, Nebraska, but have since been lifted.
Fox Weather's Craig Herrera. In New York City, two people were killed in a Brooklyn house fire, including a firefighter, when the ceiling partially collapsed. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Sentencing is set this morning at an Air Force base in Ohio for Major General William Cooley. Over the weekend, he became the first general officer convicted at a court-martial trial in Air Force history. Cooley was found guilty of abusive sexual contact with a woman who gave him a ride home from a barbecue in New Mexico 4 years ago. He faces up to 7 years in jail and a loss of rank, pay, and benefits. The Navy is making changes in how it handles sexual harassment allegations.
The change, announced by Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro, means unit commanders will no longer have the authority to investigate alleged sexual harassment incidents. Now complaints have to be elevated to the next level commander, and that commander will then appoint an investigator from outside the unit who would not be familiar with the parties involved. The only way an investigator would be appointed from within the unit or command would be if an outside investigation would interfere with that unit's mission, and that exception would need to be approved by a one-star admiral or general. The policy will be in place until the Armed Services hires independent sexual harassment investigators. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
A police canine officer is being mourned in South Carolina, shot and killed in Case early yesterday, responding to a domestic disturbance. The gunman killed himself after a standoff with police. The price of gas keeps falling a bit from last month's record high, down another 3 cents the past 2 weeks. An analyst, Trubly Lundberg's survey of stations that puts regular at $4.24 per gallon.
It is $1.27 above what it was 1 year ago. This is a total drop of 19 cents in the past 6 weeks.
Now, AAA's national average for regular gas is less than Lundberg's $4.12 per gallon. On Wall Street, stock futures are falling as markets drop overseas 1 to 2% across Europe, down even more in Hong Kong overnight. Following Friday's big sell-off, the Dow plunged nearly 1,000 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.